Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A major leadership shakeup at NPR today. Vivian Schiller, the president and CEO of NPR, resigned earlier today.
Schiller's resignation comes as NPR faces the latest in a series of public relations crises at a time when its congressional critics in Washington are trying to eliminate public funding for the network.
Yesterday, a conservative activist released a video of NPR's top fundraiser, Ron Schiller, no relation to Vivian Schiller, in which Ron Schiller is heard criticizing Republicans and members of the Tea Party movement, calling them, quote, white, middle-class, American gun-toting, racist people, end quote.
He resigned today and planned to take a post at the Aspen Institute, but today a spokesman for the Institute says in light of the controversy, Ron Schiller will not be working there either.
According to NPR sources, CEO Vivian Schiller was forced out by the NPR board. Her resignation is the second high-level departure for top NPR managers in the past 2 months. Earlier today, we spoke about the repercussions of this leadership change with WBUR's general manager, Charlie Kravitz.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
First, a disclaimer. WBUR, of course, is part of the NPR system. We rely on NPR programming, so obviously there's a good deal of interest here at WBUR in this story. But with that out of the way, Charlie, what's your reaction to what's going on?
Well, first of all, I also want to add that we are not owned by NPR, that we are owned by Boston University, and we are run independently. But having said that, we are very much a part of the NPR network, and I'm very sad about what's happened at NPR and to Vivian Schiller. I have had a chance to meet with Vivian. I found her to be a visionary leader with a very positive style, and I think she was widely respected.
Charlie, does it seem to you, and I'm not sure to what extent you can comment freely about this, that this decision by the board was awfully precipitous to force her out?
You know, I don't know what happened in the board meeting, and I'm loath to second-guess them, but I can tell you that from the outside, I'm not sure that I understand why they felt the need to do this so immediately, but I'm sure it had to do with issues around fundamental accountability that all of us in positions of management have to take for the actions of people who work for us, and also the ability to simply move on and to get past this particular incident. Having said that, I'm not telling you that I think that this was the greatest decision.
Mm. Now, of course, this comes on the heels of the firing of Juan Williams. That led to the resignation of Vice President of News Alan Weiss. Also, as we've mentioned, it comes as the network's congressional critics are trying to cut off public funding. What is the overall impact of this on NPR, do you think?
Well, I don't think this is going to make it any easier for them to make the case that federal funding for NPR and for public television should continue. I think there are many critics who believe that federal funding, tax money, should not be going to National Public Radio. Some of them believe it's because of a perceived bias in the coverage of news by NPR. That's a perspective that I don't share at all, but they do. This plays into that. So I think it's going to be a more difficult road ahead.
Now, listeners might be wondering, how does this affect WBUR? Let me ask you, what does this do to WBUR, and what do you want to say to listeners about the sort of overall well-being, I suppose, in light of what's happened at WBUR?
Well, I don't want WBUR to step back in any way from its proud affiliation with National Public Radio. But it is important to note that we get programming from not just NPR, but from American Public Media, from Public Radio International, from the BBC, We produce a lot of programming here ourselves, including On Point and Here and Now and Only a Game. And having said that, WBUR has an extraordinarily broad-based support system within our community for which we are enormously grateful. I think that BUR is in a healthy position, but we're yet to see whether or not there is an impact from what's going on at NPR on our overall financial health. I'm optimistic. Let me leave it at that.
Last question, Charlie. You're not on the NPR board. We mentioned WBUR, independent of NPR, but as someone who is obviously has an interest in it, what would you like to see NPR do next in light of what's happened?
Well, I think NPR has got to get past this particular period in Washington where the funding, federal funding for public media is consuming everybody's time and effort, and continue to focus on the fundamental work that we do. At National Public Radio does some of the finest journalism in the world today. It's widely respected, and it needs to continue to grow and to invest. Fortunately, over the last several years, NPR and WBUR and other particularly large stations, public media stations like WBUR, are doing well. That needs to continue, and we have to continue to grow and invest.
Well, Charlie Kravitz, thanks so much for coming in. We're very grateful.
It's my pleasure.
That's Charlie Kravitz, general manager of WBUR, talking about the resignation earlier today of Vivian Schiller, who was president and CEO of NPR.
Listeners, we absolutely want to hear from you on this story, so you can post a comment at our website, radioboston.org, or you can call our listener line and leave a recorded message. That number is 617-353-1137.
And if you have questions or comments that you'd like to address directly to management at NPR, you can call the NPR Listener Services line at 202-513-3232. Again, 202-513-3232. There's also a link on our webpage to NPR's email address.